Like I said, we appreciate being here. Appreciate the one that's come out, and like I said, and Brother Randy sent us a text earlier today. His traveling wasn't going on as he planned on it being, and so I just, at first he just asked if he was going to be here, and he said he couldn't. I said, well, you just be safe with what you do, and he just said, my day ain't happening the way I was planning it. So just remember him. Appreciate the song Susan Whitney sang. Because if your life is going to count for something, it'll have to be through him. I appreciate the memories and the things I've got of the people of here. I tell folks quite often, I said, I've got a treasure box, is what I got. And then there've been times where I might feel a little bit down. Might even just feel like not even anything happening that's even feel like it's right. But Jeff, there's been a lot of times I went back, pulled up some memories or some folks that meant something other to me. And I'll be honest with you, I've even told the Lord this. I said, get to a place and you can't pray, can't do nothing, feel like you're just at a stopping place. And I've even told the Lord, I said, them prayers that Buddy Smith prayed for me, them prayers that Mama and Papa prayed for me, Thurman Hightower prayed for me, I said, I need them now. People might say, well, it don't work that way. Only thing I can tell you, Scripture says their works follow them. And it's still in me. They ain't here. I understand that. But there's a portion of them still here in me that helps me. But I appreciate that the ones that I've got now that still helps me that's here. We don't have to live in the past. I appreciate the past. Appreciate what we got. But just like Randy and even Crafton has said before about our people, said they didn't just take it all with them. We still got the same thing and the same opportunity that they had. We was thinking today, even before Randy sent us a text and had like a little thought, but was thinking it might have been for something other else, but we're just going to give you what we got. We're going to read in a few places, not a whole lot, but still just read. We're going to read in Mark chapter 4 to start with. And then we're going to read a verse out of Luke 17. I mean, I've said this before sometimes. I said, sometimes I don't consider myself a preacher as much as I do a thought giver. You know, Mark chapter 4, start with verse 30. Says, and he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown into the earth, it is less than the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Luke 17. Verse 5, it says, "And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Now, that's what we feel like starting with the reading. Matthew, I think it is also, it says, or Luke 1, somebody's right in there, it has about the mustard seed. It says, if you just have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be ye moved and cast it out in the sea. Now, I've often heard people talk about, we just need the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And I'm all for that. That's all right. But let's don't get stuck on just how small it is. Because I'm just going to be honest with you. He gave me a grain of a mustard seed faith that I used to get saved with. I moved that mountain. Because there was something, Gene, between me and him. And he came for me. And in my prayer and in my faith, that mountain was moved and cast away. Now, the thing of it is, God intended on me to get salvation. But he didn't intend on that faith to stay as the grain of a mustard seed. Because when it was planted in this earth, he has gave us instructions on what to do with it, that it may provide something for somebody else. It says it became, as one of them says, as a tree. And it, the birds took lodge in it. We go around and we tell, I've heard them say, hey, I don't want people to see me. I want them to see Christ. Well, I'm going to tell you, first thing that they're going to see is you. That's going to be the very first thing that they see. So it ain't about my righteousness. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But if we take that grain and we let it grow, they'll see something productive out of what we got. Now, he's gave us the opportunity to, he just didn't give it to us and just quit helping us. He gave us things to do. Chapter 12 of Romans says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." That's the grain. Now, 2 Timothy, it tells us to study to show ourselves approved, a workman, not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. There've been so many people that's just still just got that grain that they can't divide the word of truth. They're just, I'm okay. I'm going to heaven. That was not God's intention on just the distance of taking the faith. A lot of times we find ourselves just using half of what we got. One time I went in to Ace Hardware, went in there and bought me a sling blade. On my way out, now these are them little bitty things that God does, but you don't pay attention to it at the time. So I'm carrying it out, I'm walking out, and I look down because I'm always looking on the ground because I'm going to pick up something. I'm just going to tell you. Look down there. I said, there's one of them lock washers. Well, there's another one. Picked up four of them. Just stuck them in my pocket. Didn't think about it. Got home, started using my sling blade. And guess what? Them little nuts on there started loosening up. God said, didn't I give you lock washers for that? You see, the lock washer, what it does, it has an offset thing that when you tighten it down, it keeps that nut from backing off. So I put them two on them two loose ones, but I started again. Guess what? The other two, he said, did I not give you four of them? You see, sometimes we just want to work with two because we think it's okay. But the fullness that he gives us, he expects us to use. Now, he told me that day, he said, that's the kind of faith you need. The lock washer faith. Something that ain't going to back off. Start thinking about the three Hebrew children. It'd been easy for them to say, no, Lord, I'm just going to set this one out today. I'll just do like everybody else. But I believe that they had that faith that just locked in there that said, I'm not backing off. And I'm going to tell you, that's what the world's going to see. Is he going to back off or not? So we need to get in the Word. He said to study, to get in it, read it. Matter of fact, you get over at Peter, and he writes in there, add to your faith. And there's a list of things that we add to. When you add to it, that means it's going to grow. I'm going to tell you, I ain't questioning nobody's salvation, but I'm going to tell you, even right here in Mountain View Baptist Church, there's people that comes with the sad look on their face because they hadn't used the faith that God gave them. You might say, you ain't got the right to judge. We just judge on what we see. Just like the world does. If we don't give them a difference, then they don't have a reason. If we don't use our faith and let them see our faith. You see, the disciples asked Jesus a question or asked him to do something. They said, add to our faith. It's not Jesus' responsibility to add to your faith. Matter of fact, he has nothing to do with adding to it except for me going to him and sticking with him. Because he gave me what I needed that night. And then he gave me instructions to how to make it grow. You see, a lot of times we hadn't really took the opportunity to learn how to do it. You see, I've got a story about myself. So my papa, he could grow a garden that seemed like on concrete. But one day I was going to, and I've done told this story, but I tell you, it's mine, and it's something I learned from. So he was growing potatoes, and I was growing potatoes. Well, he was growing potatoes. I thought I was growing potatoes. I did not know what I was doing, but I wasn't going to go ask either, Steve. That's the problem. A lot of times we don't go ask. Matter of fact, the Bible says if you lack wisdom, ask him. Ask him. And he'll give it. So, Papa's taters is a-growing, mine's a-growing, and I ain't doing nothing to them except putting Miracle-Gro on them. That's the only thing I'm doing. I look over one day, Papa has stalks not even knee-high, but he's digging out taters. I go to mine, I'm thinking, if his is that big and my stalks is that big, ain't no telling what size mine's going to be. But there's like this. I called him up and I talked to him. And he said, you didn't mound them, did you, son? I said, what are you talking about? Well, he told me. Well, I said that to say this. Sometimes we ain't mounding our faith. You see, the mounding is what made the potatoes. I didn't know that because I didn't ask. But sometimes we just need to keep mounding our faith because that's what's going to produce the fruit. We just want something other that's going to flash up there. A lot of people's walking around with tall stalks, but they ain't got nothing underneath it.
If we ain't got something that we can feed the world with, because they're starving to death. And just because my stalk is tall, that don't mean I got what they need. Faith does not come and grow in you without you putting forth an effort to let it grow. Linda sang that song, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word. So pick up your Bible and read till God's voice you've heard. That's where the growth comes in. You don't grow with everything being easy. You grow when the hard times come, because that's going to determine what kind of faith that you got. Because if we all quit when it got hard, they wouldn't none of us be sitting right here today. But it's because of them hard times that dirt mounded up. That dirt mounded up. And it started producing something other. Matter of fact, it feels good when you can eat your own fruit. I get a lot from our men and our ladies and testimony songs, preachings. But it sure feels good when I can produce some fruit for myself. Yes, I rely on y'all. But I better have something other on inside of me. David, the men got frustrated with him so much. Family done already been taken off, village burnt, everybody discouraged. I mean, in a way that they just going to stone him. But the Bible said this. He tightened that bolt up on that lock washer is what he done. And the Bible said he encouraged himself in the Lord. I guess that's where they get that saying. He just got up, dusted himself off, and went doing what he needed to do. But you can't expect your faith to grow if you ain't working it. Amen. And without faith of working, you ain't going to have nothing to show anybody. God did not save me. He did not save you just to come to church on Sunday mornings. Because I'll be honest with you, we're around the world more than we're around our church folks on a daily basis. And yes, I just like Gene said, he watched some folks. And we ain't beyond of being watched. Some of them don't want you to fail, and some of them does. And you might say, well, I don't know why that they wouldn't want me to fail, because I'm going to tell you, if you've demonstrated that faith, they know, the world knows just like we do, that there's going to be a hard time that's going to come. There is not a soul in here that is exempt from something other happening in your life. And the world can't pray for themselves. Now, I ain't discouraging nobody not trying to pray. But now, if they pray the right prayer to the Lord in a repentant way and they come to Him, He's going to hear it. But they're going to need somebody to help them pray and to get to where they need. And it's going to come by us hanging in there and increasing our faith. So don't just walk around with a grain of mustard seed and say, hey, look, I got a grain of mustard seed. Be the tree. Be the tree. Be something other that faith produced. Because guess what? There's no fruit in that seed that can help anybody till it's grown. Then it can provide what people need. So I appreciate being here tonight. Anybody got anything?